case number 10,332, Victor and Rita Hudson, south of Road 404, 25 feet east of Road 32. A special use exception to retain a manufactured home on a medical hardship basis. Oh, let's see. We had
the letters from the doctors on their side, right, on their behalf.
We had the letters from the doctors. Then you had two parties appear in support of the application.
Mm-hmm.
You had four parties appear in opposition to the application. And then I had two letters in support of the application.
And of those, two of those that was in opposition, they so stated it under oath up that they didn't have any problem, didn't know anything about this until they were called by the, I guess, immediate neighbor. Seemed like there was some kind of a rift with them that these neighbors did. I went back after them. That's why I asked to have a table. I went back after and looked at the area. I'm familiar with the area. And I've seen the trailer, and of course I've seen trailers and their sheds and this and that, but I try to base it on what they'd asked for. This other, I don't know all about, but I did go out and look at the area. I know the area well. But when I seen the trailer, seen the house and the house next to it.
Mr. Burrell, is there any reason to doubt to disbelieve that there's been criminal activity on the property by the applicant?
I don't remember exactly what was submitted, but I seem to recall that there was a guilty plea of some
right.
sort.
Mm-hmm. Two of them, I believe.
Which is an admission of guilt to a criminal offense, sure.
Right.
Let me, you want me to read, I think it's, this case does need to go back over it again. Mr. Rickard presented the case. Rita Hudson was sworn in along with Neil Hamley, attorney, and testified to request a special use exception to retain a manufactured home on a medical hardship basis. That the case was previously approved in 2005. That her son has had several disabilities since he was a child. That she helps him with his finances, decision making, and parenting skills. That his wife also has health issues. That her son receives Social Security disability, and that the new septic system was placed on the property before the manufacturer's home was placed. Ruby Brooks was sworn in and testified in favor of the application and stated that her driveway runs alongside of the Hudson property and that they have been good neighbors. Michael Martin was sworn in and testified in opposition to the application and stated that Mrs. Hudson's son has no disabilities. That Mr. Telthauser is doctor jumping, that he does a lot of outside work and that is a lot of traffic to and from the property, and that he was stealing electric from him and it caused his house to surge, and that he submitted copies of charges that were filed against him for drugs on the property. Carol Sparks was sworn in and testified in opposition to the application and stated that there are traffic issues and they were not aware the trailer was being placed in 2005. In rebuttal, Mr. Hemlin stated that it is not doctor jumping, that the letter submitted from the physician stated he is trying to work part-time and that a mental impairment is a real issue and not a physical impairment. In rebuttal, Mr. Martin stated he wants to know why the original doctor from 2005 isn't the same one treating him. William Baker was sworn in and testified in opposition to the application saying he lives across the street, that he has a problem with drug dealing that is going on, and that he received a letter from Mr. Martin in reference to the charges against him. Don Hoffman was sworn in and testified in opposition to the application stating that there's a lot of traffic in and out and is concerned with the drug problems. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the chairman referred back to the case. The motion was by Mr. Mills and seconded by Mr. McCabe and carried unanimously that the case be tabled until February 2nd. 4-0.
Guys, I guess the way I see it.
You have it?
Yeah. What? So I guess.
The way I see it, I wouldn't debate whether you know, the applicant has disabilities or not. I mean, obviously, there's something going on if he's getting Social Security, however.
Right.
I think it's quite obvious that the purpose and intent of the request is to, you know, to take care of that person. And I would think that it seems to me that, you know, you got drug dealing going on. That's not being done.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like there's some deeper problems there, and it's obviously having an adverse effect on adjacent and neighboring properties.
Well, that's when I started earlier. You know, I tried to bring out, you know, the merits of the applicant. You know, they met what they needed to be, but, and then after going out, but the hang up that I have too, though, is with that paper, and Mr. Burrell answered that well, you know, the drug or the report that we had, you know, that they admitted, wasn't it? And the admission, both of them were on, but whatever they were, that bothers me with that. You know, in all due respect to the other, I didn't get in that. It's just when I seen that report. I have to, you know, I have a problem with that.
I do too.
Anyway, I mean, I respect what the other people said. I don't want to slight anybody, but
yeah, it's
I didn't mean it that way. But it, I mean, it came out wrong, but we're really concerned. I mean, the bottom line is what's going on, the activity.
Mm-hmm.
The trailer's not there for the intent after that was delivered or was shown. I mean, I considered all the other two quite heavily, but that seemed like took precedent on it.
Yeah, and the disability thing, I mean,
I can't
again,
dispute I'm not a doctor.
I'm not disputing, right?
No.
However, you know, all the disabilities that we've approved for, you don't see people doing the type of physical things, and it may not obviously be physical,
right.
But if it is mental and other issues,
and if they are,
again,
exactly.
The purpose of this is to oversee that person's daily activities, and it doesn't sound like it's being done.
No, and if the doctor is now trying to get them from point A to B or trying to do a little something, that's fine. I could see that, but that doesn't, this other just took all that away. So I couldn't support it.
No, thank you. Any other thoughts?
Any other members have any thoughts? Mr. McCabe?
I'm ready to vote.
Okay.
Here.
You and your mom need Mr. Hudson?
Well, certainly not going to question whether the Social Security Administration made a right or wrong decision. That's their decision.
Right.
The only thing that I believe that we have to answer is whether the special use exception will or will not substantially affect adversely the adjacent property.
Right.
I believe just in terms of looking solely at that, that it may have adversely affected the adjacent property.
Yeah, usually when it's a new application,
usually no.
There's plenty of doubt, but doesn't seem to be any doubt here. I think that we've heard enough testimony that suggests strongly that it does substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties. So I'd make a motion we deny case number 10,332.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we deny case number 10,332. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case number 10,332 is denied by the vote of four to one.
Want to take a little break?
If you want to.
Before
I
get
stuff.
Into the sign thing?
Yeah.
It's going to take a few minutes there.
Yeah, okay. Give you time to get your stuff together?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Secretary.